You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Conservation and recycling are the in words of today. However, I believe that recycling is the natural order of things. It's something that mankind has practiced automatically down through the centuries.
Speaking as a woman, I believe that recycling is an inbuilt reaction to waste. Any leftover food is usually turned into a tasty casserole. Household scraps are placed on the compost heap, and old clothes go to the charity bin.
Adam, the first man, was a true conservationist. God told him he was to be the caretaker of the earth. And so each one of us should be responsible for the way we handle the good things God has given to us.
But we also need to be careful that we don't worship the created things above God.
Did you realize people can have a recycle job done on their bodies? By that I mean lines and wrinkles on your face. No problem. Cosmetic surgery or dermabrasion, which gives you some fresh skin. Thin lips, they can be pumped up with collagen. Liposuction sucks out excess and you'll be slim again.
I wish.
So here we have a whole new you.
But only on the outside. The same old problems still linger because you're really the same old you.
Could it be that we need something more than our physical bodies being outwardly recycled? We sure do. God goes one magnificent step further. He has a plan to redeem us.
That's not a common word, George. How would you explain it today?
Well, actually, we do use it today in this sense. If we take something to a moneylender or pawn shop dealer, he will give us cash for the article. Then, at some later date, we can come back and redeem or buy back what belongs to us. In the Bible, Jesus is referred to as the Redeemer, because though we once belonged to him because God made us, we strayed into sinful ways, and only Jesus can liberate or redeem us. He did that by paying his own precious life when he died on the cross.
God recognizes you as an individual person in your mother's womb. You're no mere accident of conception. We, all of us, even if we don't think about him, we belong to God. That's why he cares enough to buy you back. That should give a distinct meaning and purpose to your life.
Still, we can't be redeemed by God if we refuse Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf. If we consciously leave him out of our hearts, then we will remain forever lost. Many people struggle and make great sacrifices in trying to change their ways, and outer reformation is truly admirable. But you know, a true inner transformation is the only thing that will change us completely.
That's right. It's not the same old person recycled. It's a brand new life. Old habits lose their hold because God's word tells us that when we follow Jesus, we become a totally new person.
This topic of being recycled or redeemed reminds me of a piece of investigative reporting I saw on TV. It showed a devastating scene in the Russian port of Murmansk. The place is a virtual graveyard of submarines that had once been powered by nuclear reactors. The shocking truth was that there were slow radiation leaks. One Russian scientist drew attention to the grim scene and gave a dire prediction. We have here the inevitable fact in the near future of 20 Chernobyls.
That sounds very much like our old enemy sin. It never breaks down. It's waiting to rear its ugly head at every opportunity. And only Jesus gives us the power to overcome its temptations.
Wouldn't you like to experience a brand new life? You can if you accept Jesus into your heart. The Bible calls it being born again. Born into the family of God. Forget trying to change yourself. Let Jesus change you from deep within. He'll give you a fresh new beginning. First, tell him you're sorry for your sins, and then ask him to come into your heart.
If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.